Gold 92.5 News.
Hi, it's Rob with your news on demand. We could soon see a second M1 between Narang and Coomera. The Premier reportedly set to announce today that planning for Stage 1 of the alternative route north, known as the Coomera Connector, has been given the green light. It's believed the government will start public consultations next month. The first stage of the six-lane highway is expected to take around 60,000 vehicles off the M1. Practice starts this morning for the Gold Coast 600, but as the supercar drivers hit the track, the rest of us are being urged to think about leaving the car at home.
We're expecting around 200,000 people to hit the coast over the next few days, and whether you're a local or you're visiting the Gold Coast for the event, just leave the car at home. We have plenty of road closures in place and public transport is going to be your best bet.
That's Renee Smith from the RACQ. Nearly 50% of new doctors are worried they'll make a mistake on the job because they're exhausted from working long hours. That's one of the findings from the AMA Queensland's latest Residents Hospital Health Check. Gold Coast Public Hospitals have made significant improvements in all areas, with the University Hospital receiving a C+ and Robina scoring a B- overall, based on a survey of 882 junior doctors across the state. The most in-demand Gold Coast suburbs have been revealed, and they're all on the southern end of the coast. Tullabudgera, Palm Beach, Currumbin and Coolangatta all making realestate.com's top 10, with places for sale there receiving the most views. The most in-demand suburb, Burleigh Heads. And tourists have been scrambling to climb Uluru, with today the last day they can make their way up the cultural site before a permanent ban. Updating sport, and the Mustangs will be looking to break the recent Holden monopoly on the Gold Coast 600 with a win this weekend. Forward Scott McLaughlin says the team will be using this morning's first practice session to get primed for qualifying.
Track position is going to be key. I think we're going to be, if we can qualify well, puts us in a position to try and get a surfboard and hopefully go surfing Monday morning.
And Sri Lanka has lost their warm-up game for the T20 series against Australia. They suffered a one-wicket loss to the Prime Minister's 11 in Canberra last night. And for more news on demand, download the app via your smart speaker or at our website.